So welcome everybody. This is the What's the Best in Build 2021 around the Microsoft 365. And it was a really, really great show once again. Obviously slightly different than in the past years when we were on site potentially. I still remember some of the visits in San Francisco and Seattle, but I think this is more being more inclusive. So everybody can actually remotely join on the build, which has been a really, really awesome. And once again, a lot of great announcements in the Microsoft 365 area and other areas as well. But in this section, we kind of concentrate on the key announcements in the Microsoft 365. Now, I have to say quickly before we start, there were so many things, so we needed to just pick few of them and talk about. I think we have six or seven or something like that selected, right, Waldeck?
Yes, correct. So it is exactly that. I mean, like there have been so many things announced that we had to pick our favorites in a way.
Yeah,
but there are definitely more things released and announced. So after this segment, also please check out the Book of News.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I always forget about this one. So my name is Esa Juvonen. I work as a principal program manager in the Microsoft 365 platform areas, in the community side of the house as well, across the different services. And Waldeck, who are you?
And my name is Waldeck Astigas, and I am cloud developer advocate for Microsoft 365.
Excellent. So let's actually get started on the slides and move directly in the content. So let's talk about some of the latest or the new announcements of which were basically done. If I can get the slides moving. Come on. There we go. Let me click in here. Ha ha, it worked. Computer science. Now, first of all, we announced the shared stage integration available in preview. I will put you actually, Waldeck, on the spot. Can you briefly summarize what this is all about?
Exactly, right. So for a long time, like we've been already able to build apps for Teams, which is the place where everybody works and spend nowadays, especially a lot of their time every day at work and at school. And at some point, we introduced the ability to build apps that you can add in context of a meeting. So imagine you have a call with others, and then you can bring in your app in that meeting to show basically relevant info that is for this call.
Yeah. Now, and also increasing interactivity, right? So rather than
Absolutely. Yeah. And originally these apps could only be visible in a side of the screen. So not really taking up the whole estate of the meeting. Now we heard a lot of feedback regarding like, what if we could have the apps like take the center of the call to basically increase the surface where people can interact with these apps. So that is exactly what we have announced here, like the ability for the app to take the main portion of the screen and really expand surface to as much as you can so that you can interact with these apps.
Yeah, and really kind of a truly collaborate during the meeting with all of the other attendees. And then, of course, we can combine this with Fluid Framework and other technologies. So there's a real-time collaboration and adjusting of all drawing, like in this case, drawing a picture or setting up these scenes and discussing that. So really, exactly. Really cool capabilities. Now, of course, there's a lot of technical details in the documentation on this. So just to briefly explain, this is a really just the one attribute setting in the configurable tabs. In the manifest, so you can easily basically have any existing application being exposed in the full width or full size of the meeting. So super simple, yes, to do from a developer perspective. And then, well, it's up to the creativity of the developers, right? What we can actually do.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Really cool stuff. Now, let's move to another one, which was really cool. Actually, a lot of requests related on this one. Now, is this really a developer capability? Debatable, but it's actually something that people have been asking a lot since we introduced to get a mode into Microsoft Teams. And since there's like, is it an 8 or 10 default pictures, it was quite often that people started asking, okay, so how can we add our own picture? How can we do our own to get a mode with a cool background? And that's what basically has been now released or coming to be available relatively soon. So inside of the Microsoft Teams developer portal, and we'll kind of talk about that one slightly later, and you can actually design your own custom together mode UX or experience, and you can spot where the people will be then included, and then in the meeting you'll have much more, let's say, it's certainly a nicer way of interacting, right?
Absolutely. And with that, I wonder, like, to what point people will use that with sceneries from their offices, locations that they already know, and to bring everyone in. And maybe like imagine that you would have a visit to a customer so that you could bring their background and be at their location in a sense, even though everybody is at their own office at home.
Or partly in hybrid scenarios. So that's actually a really, really, really cool point as well. So really kind of having that personalized together mode experience per company, per meeting, or when you're inviting people to your, let's say, meeting, you'll have the company specific branding and nice scenery on there. And looking on this picture, which seems to be from Santorini. Greece, Santorini is pretty, well, that's somehow, looks like a Santorini for me.
Yeah, it is. But, I don't think it actually is, but yeah, I get you.
Yeah. Anyway, but that makes the of course the scene and the setting of the meeting a much more relaxed way as well. So really cool, and not necessarily a super super developer topic, because you can just draw this and then publish them easily to your teams and to be available. But it's actually taking advantage of the standard Teams application deployment mechanism. So you are actually building a Teams application, but it's just like a no code experience of doing that. Now, coming back on the discussion, which we kind of touched briefly already, is the real-time collaboration with Fluid Components. So a few years back, we actually announced the Fluid Components to be coming, and now they are in a private preview for related on the Microsoft Teams collaboration. So what it means is that we have this real-time collaboration capabilities directly in the Microsoft Meet and Microsoft Teams discussions or Microsoft Teams chats. And this is a really good GIF animation or a video related on that one. So in multiple different devices, of course, doesn't matter which device you're using, you can access the same information. You are able to collaborate real-time. And that's really, really cool. Any thoughts on this one, Waldeck?
Absolutely. So this is a great thing, like for everything that requires real-time input and collaboration. Like probably the easiest scenarios are things like taking notes, to-do actions, brainstorming, but there is so much more to it. But it still goes to the point that it's more than a screen share, right? Because when you share screen, it's just one person's screen, and then there is no easy way for others to chime in. And then especially in calls virtually, like I don't know about you, Vesa, but I always I always see the quirks, like people trying to go rounds and then trying to find like their turn to speak, with you ending up like people talking over each other. And it's a mess. And I guess that with that, it's so much easier with things like, okay, like let's take 2 minutes and share, like everybody put their ideas or input or feedback, and then we can talk about it afterwards, taking them as a list, as opposed to try to give everybody equal all airtime.
Absolutely. And this is now in private preview. You can sign up. There's a Microsoft 365 components for it. There's an Azure components for it. So you can integrate this also outside of Microsoft 365 if you prefer to do so in your application. Also, from a scenario perspective, somebody's thinking that, well, if you're putting that in a chat, then it gets tracked or lost in the chat. Actually, in the video, we're showing that you can pin the discussion. So that would mean that in that discussion, that would be pinned, which means that it's actually always visible when you go to the Team channel in this particular case. So it will be hanging in the start of there, so it doesn't get lost. If it's just a random discussion in Teams, it could easily get actually tracked or lost in the discussion. Discussion. How many times did I say discussion? 25?
All of them.
Cool. But really cool. It's in private preview, and you can sign up for that one. AKMS code with Fluid. So really, really cool capabilities. I have to say, was it 1.5 years ago already? We had a developer kitchen with some of our partners related on Fluid components, and there was such a huge amount of awesome innovation and ideas coming out of that dev kitchen, which are now finally getting surfaced to be available in the product as well. So really, really awesome to see this. Now, let's actually move to the next one, which is really cool as well. So this is getting really on the hardcore developer side of the house as well. So Azure Communication Services is basically the back end of the Microsoft Teams. So you might kind of consider that as the well, of course, Microsoft 365 is being built on Azure. And Azure Communication Services is the layer which is being used by the Microsoft Teams for operations, storing information for communications, like this video discussions and audio are sending as well. But it has more capabilities as well, like SMS, calling, all of that. So you can actually use the Azure Communication Services without the Teams as well. And in this video and example, we are basically integrating with an SMS message sending to a mobile device directly from the Microsoft Teams application. And that's really, really cool as well. Yep. So a lot of scenarios. I think Dan Walling did quite a few cool videos related on this one. So if you are implementing a web application, how can you start adapting or integrating with Azure Communication Services to your web application and then do video calling capabilities and all of that. So you definitely want to check them out.
Absolutely. Because like we get a lot of questions about scenarios, like imagine for a bank to have a consult with a customer. Like you don't want to have with them a call on Teams. Maybe they don't even have Teams. So you wanna have the rich ability to do a video call with them, but just not in Teams. You have your own web app, your own environment. Maybe that's even inside your own banking platform, or even a hospital or a mortgage discussion, right? So all these things, ideally, you wanna have discussion with a customer, but just not in Teams. So with that, with ACS, you can use the same abilities, the same rich features that you have in Teams, but then inside your own web app.
Yeah, that's actually a really good way of putting that, because of course the bank would like to keep the discussion inside of their branding, inside of their application, rather than forcing the customers to go to the necessary to the Teams side. And this is really about that. So you can integrate all of the awesomeness of Teams in the context of your application. Really good way of putting that. Thank you, Wally. Now, let's move to the next one, which is also really, really cool. So this is adaptive cards for Teams tabs, which is now available for preview. And this is really around the fact that you can build your UX experience 100% using adaptive cards, which means that you don't necessarily need to write code for the UX layer at all. And here's a good scenario. I think Loki's face is there, and Loki is one of the senior program managers in the Teams platform, showcasing the power of this one. So you can design the buttons, you can design the layout, and then behind of the scenes, there is a bot, which is basically then taking care of the transitions and actions and behavioral changes. So you still need to write code in the backend. But this way, there's a separation of concerns. So the UX layer can be designed by UX designers, and then there's the developers, which can take care of the bot behind the scenes.
Yeah, and actually, for things like that, I think you only appreciate the power of that only after you at least once had to build a cross-platform, cross-device app by yourself and try to build a UI that look exactly the same way on a phone, different phones, on the web, in desktop clients. It's hard, right? It isn't trivial. And with adaptive cards, you get that part for free. So with that, you can focus on building your app and the logic as opposed to trying to align pixels.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Well, with free, I'm referring to the fact that, of course, you need to understand what is adaptive cards and what are the components
of
and all
course,
of that.
But there is no like centering divs on pages, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You don't need to understand CSS as such and HTML and all of that stuff. You just basically concentrate on the UX experiences with the components, which are coming from adaptive cards. And there's a lot of investments on the adaptive cards across the Microsoft 365, but also outside of Microsoft 365 as well. So it's turning to be the UX, consistent UX layer for a lot of the services in Microsoft. So really, really cool, great work being done on the adaptive card team as well. Cool. Now let's move to another one. A lot of cool announcements and good coverage of all of them. So this one is really cool from a developer perspective as well. So the Microsoft Teams Toolkit for Visual Studio and Visual Studio Code is available for preview now. So and this is the Microsoft Teams Toolkit version 2. So we did have a version 1 released, let's say, August 2020. I think it was August or September. And now this version 2 is heading to a preview, and it's much more evolved from what it was in the version 1.0. And what's really cool about this one also is that there's a lot of investments across the Microsoft Teams platform around SharePoint, because SharePoint framework is being supported here as well. And then the Visual Studio division, the Visual Studio organization, are making the Teams development as easy as possible. As you can see from the UX, there's a really easy setup points. It gives you guidance. It gives you example code. The coolest thing, at least for me, was the fact that you can do debugging of your Azure function and the UX layer directly within here. You just click NF5 after it has scaffolded you the solution. It deploys everything to the right location, and that's it. So it registers the application, does all of that automatically. So as a developer, you don't need to worry about, okay, which application register, where application, all of that. As long as you have the permissions to register in your developer tenant, the application IDs and all of that stuff, it's all fully automatic. So you can concentrate on the business logic and how to make things happen.
It is that, right? So like oftentimes we see that building apps for Teams involves a few parts, right? So you mentioned already AAD apps. You mentioned functions, which you might need for APIs. There's also a web piece involved that you would use to build UI, right? And then at the end of the day, there's also the part that you deploy to Teams, the manifest of your app.
Yep.
Right. And all these things, at some point, ideally, you want to be able to press F5 and have that running. And that is exactly the power of Toolkit. It allows you to do exactly that, right? It abstracts away plumbing, allowing you to focus on your app and basically give you the shortest time that we can so far to that F5 experience, allowing you to see your app in action and to run it, debug it exactly, right? So it is meant to simplify really the process how we build apps for Teams.
Yeah, and of course, this is still in preview. This is not yet the GA version. And there's a lot of investments in the pipeline. We just had a Xenia dropping by in one of our podcast shows recently, and we talked about the next steps. And there's a lot of ideas to further simplify the Microsoft Teams development. Because historically, like I said, it's been quite difficult actually to have a bot created SQL Server database tab and then make that a seamless integrated and experience for developers and implement the auth as well. Now that's actually a really good point related on the Teams toolkit. It's not just the Visual Studio code, right? So there's actually a lot of there's actually framework behind of this. There's a CLI behind of this and the simplified authentication and everything and management.
And also CI/CD, right? So to bring your app from your code repo to actually production or test tenant,
Yeah, from your developer tenant to the test tenant and the production. But again, depending on the deployment, I think there's multiple different developer, let's say, options. Enterprise customers prefer a separate set of things than the ISVs and consultant. So this is really designed to address all of those needs. And it's going to be improved a lot in the upcoming years as well. So
absolutely,
it's not going to go away. This is not a one-time test. And we are confident that this is going to be the future of Microsoft Teams development. Good. Then let's go to the next one. We have a few more to go through. Microsoft Teams Developer Portal is now available for preview as well. So if you actually go to the dev.teams.microsoft.com, you can access and sign into that portal against your tenant, your developer tenant or production tenant or whatever tenant you have permissions. And then you can manage the applications which you have there. There's a lot of additional capabilities and tools in here. I think you referenced already this one related on the together mode. So as an example, the
scenes,
the scenes designer is in this portal as well. So you can actually find all of the guidance in there. And also it has, what was it? It's the app telemetry, the usage details, all of that is being surfaced in this portal. So if you're on the manager or IT owner or the person who's responsible of the applications in the tenant, you can from a one location see all what's happening, how they're being used, which of the ones are being used. You can install, you can manage the existing solutions from a one clear location. Should simplify a lot of things. So you don't have to go to the App Studio like in the past in the Teams.
Exactly. Exactly. So I was just about to ask that, right? So in the past, if you used App Studio, how does that differ? Is it different? Is it complementary? Is it both? Do you need
it's
to use both?
It's the same thing, basically. It's the same. So, yes.
Plus, 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 right? So
it's plus,
so
plus, plus. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So in other words, like everything that you know from App Studio is still available here. It's actually embedded in here, plus more, right? So we have exactly the features you said. Telemetry deployment, the usage, but also additional links like for things like UI, like how you design apps, think about apps, right? So you can access all of that from single place as opposed to have to go across a few of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And this is going to be evolved a lot in the future as well. But again, if you have a look on the screenshot here, you can see that the links to the designing and building adaptive cards, the links to the documentation, links to the Teams UI toolkit, which is a really cool additional set of reusable controls for making your Teams application looking consistent using the Fluid UI. So a lot of goodies available in this portal. Now, let's move to the last one, actually. And let's talk about the as a summary after that. But one of the cool announcements related on Microsoft Teams, or not only on Microsoft Teams, but across the Microsoft 365, is also the Microsoft Viva. So Microsoft Viva was announced as a suite of products, I think that's the right way of saying that, in the mid-February 2021. And in the build, we announced a public preview, or semi-private public preview, this is complex, I'll explain what it is, on the Microsoft Viva connections for building for mobile extensibility. So already today, you can actually take advantage of Microsoft Viva connections desktop, which adds you or gives you the capability of embedding a SharePoint portal natively inside of Microsoft Teams. And you can personalize that links and access, and then you can design what's being exposed in your corporate communicational experience in Microsoft Teams. The new thing here is that we are introducing a mobile experience, mobile first experience, because for a lot of people, the mobile device is the way of accessing the company information. So accessing your files, accessing the corporate communicational information, accessing the corporate applications, for example, time submission and all of that. So that's why the mobile is expected to be a big growth area. And with Microsoft Viva connections for mobile, you can actually start designing your own cards and own experiences, which will be actually even rendered natively within a mobile experience. So really, really cool stuff, taking advantage of adaptive card technology, SharePoint framework behind of the scenes, and then natively integrating directly to your Microsoft Teams application. So really, really showing the power of the best of the Microsoft 365 platform integrated in a user-centric way for people to access.
So will that require folks to learn something new, some new tech? Will there be new tool chain, new tooling for them to use?
So all of the tooling in the Microsoft Viva connections is around SharePoint framework. It's basically the preview, which is going to actually show the URL where you can sign up for the preview in the next line, is SharePoint framework 1.13. So clearly we are not superstitious. We're going to go forward with 1.13 release. The really good thing about that one is that the same skills which we're seeing people to use, there's tens of millions of users for custom third-party SharePoint framework components every single month in Microsoft 365. Those skills for the same developers are now then usable for implementing those native mobile experiences as well. So really, really cool. And then integrate it into Microsoft Teams directly. This is also the really, really big focus area in the future for Microsoft. The Microsoft Viva is really kind of, I think it's a really cool thing. We're kind of finally moving away from the product-centric messaging to a solution-specific messaging. So it's not about choose this solution. No. Let's think about that as a holistic solution in the Microsoft 365 for our customers.
But that makes sense, right? Because like when they build apps themselves, they see it as exactly the same way. Like if you build an app for Teams, you need what? You need Teams, you need Azure, you need all. So they already span the whole breadth of our cloud.
Yes.
And this is exactly what we start doing too. We start to communicate in the same terms as they do.
Yeah, absolutely. Good movement, absolutely. Now, we mentioned that there's a preview available on this one, so you can actually use the super, super short URL, which is https://vivon-connections-preview-register. I guess I'm the one to play on the long registration URL.
I mean, it is either that or a GUID, right? So
yeah, that's true. Yes. Could be good. So there is a SharePoint technologies behind some of this stuff. So yes, it could be a GUID as well. Now, of course, even though we mentioned the SharePoint is completely modernized, so everything what we're doing here is just standard web stack development tooling. So no SharePoint isms needed anymore, which is a great. So we can actually concentrate on the industry standard tooling. Now, we are basically closing in on the time as well. But one thing what we wanted to throw out in the end is that we really, really want everybody to get involved in our Microsoft 365 platform community efforts. And the easiest URL to remember for that is https://akms-m365-bmp. It's basically our patterns and practices for Microsoft 365 platform, helping you to be successful, helping you to be more productive as a developer. By providing guidance, tools, SDKs, samples, documentation, podcasts, videos. What else do we have?
Forums, blogs, we have onboarding sessions, we have mentoring program, is there something we don't have?
That's a good question, actually.
Cookies. Well, we even have a shop with store. Yeah, so shop with swag.
Yes.
Shop with store.
Do we have Kool-Aid?
All the time, every day.
Drinking the Kool-Aid. There we go.
Yes.
But yeah, so there's a super vibrant Microsoft 365 platform community available where we have more than 1,000 people contributing already in open source across the Microsoft Teams, Microsoft Graph, and SharePoint, and OneDrive. And there's a more than 500 samples available for you to take advantage. Of course, we really want to make it easier for every single developer who are coming to the Microsoft 365 to be able to focus on their business and solving the business problems and solving the business requirements rather than, okay, so how do I get started? Where do I get started? So find a sample, pull it down. It will show you how to unblock you on that particular thing. Or get started on discussions and ask help from the community or join the community calls and do a live demo. If you're interested on getting an MVP status in Microsoft, the easiest way is to volunteer for doing live demos in the community calls and then help sharing your knowledge with others. So really the mentality here is the sharing is caring and building on the common knowledge of the community rather than isolated people working from home and banging our head against the wall. So let's not do that. Let's build stuff together.
Yes.
But I think that's pretty much sums up and the time schedule which we have. Anything what we're missing, Walde?
Well, so there is a lot of more stuff we didn't mention. So be sure to check out Book of News for Build 2021. And other than that, we hope to see you online in community one place or another.
Yeah. Thanks everybody for watching. Let's stay in touch.